Hello tonight, this is CJ, Brad, and Derek. This is the Rockwire. We have something a little bit different for you tonight. If you pop this pod on to get the best new rock and roll that we bring you week in, week out, tough shit, because it's not happening tonight. Because we're going through the time warp. We're going to the time warp back to Derek's deep cuts.
He went to the pharmacy and found some Geritol, so he's going back in time.
Look, I just want to teach everybody, but especially you two jokers, how this music kind of formed my opinions when I talk about things on here, where I'm upset with choruses and stuff like that. And I brought Shotgun Messiah. Okay, now Shotgun Messiah was, when they came out, they had a Bop City. And it was very poppy, very hair rocky. Second album was called Second Coming. And they had a song called Heartbreak Boulevard, which kind of got cool and rocky. I love that album. And then you didn't hear from them. And this album dropped. It was right after kind of Nine Inch Nails came out. And they took kind of the industrial sound and put it with this rock sound. And it just blew me away when I heard it. So I wanted to bring this to show how a song can be just a driving force from start to finish.
Shotgun Messiah, I'm a gun.
That's just a weird bass sound right there.
Kind of sound like Soundgarden's bass.
I just love that lyric, I'm a thorn in the side of your alibi.
I like this part coming up. This is music that is not easy to find, especially this album and this song.
Had to stream this off from YouTube instead of Spotify.
Solo. See, I thought this sounded to me heavier than Nine Inch Nails.
Oh yeah.
Right here. Here's I Love My Breakdown, just a little one now.
Throw that bass around.
Yeah.
His vocal sounds or tones remind me of ZZ Top. Listen to it.
I hear that, Brad.
Right. That right there that's Puddle of Mud.
Tell me that's not intense.
Damn, he's carrying up that scream.
Well, it certainly was an intense song. Right, 99 miles an hour, start to finish. Didn't deviate much from that. Driving bass and riff that it pushed through the whole song. Liked it.
It had a solid solo. I mean, yeah. You know what? What year did that come out, Derek?
It was like, I want to say like 93. I knew it just a few days ago. I kind of looked it up.
Well, and you know what's ironic is back then, all the singers had high pitches. And they didn't. They had the deeper vocal range.
Oh, there you go. See, this is Heartbreak Boulevard, which was the album before that. So you can tell the difference, what they did. And I tell you, the Violent New Breed album, the whole thing, top to bottom, is good. Monkey, Jihad.
Yeah, very difficult album to find, but there are postings of the album in its entirety on YouTube. So if you're looking for it, find it there.
So are we going to talk about the next song, Arcade?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you're ready to move on to Arcade, you let me know.
So let's see. Now, this is a great song, too, Shotgun Messiah. But here we go. So now, Dance with the Angels. Okay. So this was one of the first, like, I don't know. Well, maybe it wasn't. I don't know what I'm talking about. Supergroup. So it's Stephen Piercy from Rat, Fred Curry on drums from Cinderella, and some other people I don't know. Now, this was kind of when Rat was
super
on again.
Duo.
Yeah, I know. On again, off again, or whatever. And what I loved about this, I bought this album. This, I call this like, it's a turbocharged Rat sort of sound. It's not even like Rat. It's more turbocharged. Stephen Piercy sings angry in it. Now you'll hear the cadence, how I like the way he sings. It comes in from the choruses, just fast and hard. And once again, the whole song is integrated, the chorus, the verses. It doesn't change like lots of music today where it sounds like a whole different song with the chorus. So listen for that. Listen how it comes back off the break and just punches you in the face, because I love breaks as long as they come back and punch you in the face. And when I was on Thunderbird Road in Phoenix, Arizona, driving by the Mason Jar, I saw Arcade on the marquee, didn't know they were playing, hung a right, turned, went in, watched it. They were awesome. I went to the bathroom. Stephen Piercy was there, little short guy, pat him on the back, said, good job. He goes, thanks, man. And that was that.
Arcade, Dancing with the Angels. I think we see a trend in your bass.
That sounds like Bastard Pussycat beginning that bass.
Now listen how he comes in so hard on every verse. It's just, that's what I call the turbocharged part. They just light it up right off the bat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna build. Get ready, baby. Now we're getting ready to go to the chorus. The fiber of the song hasn't changed. The soul.
Of course, Stephen has a little spin, Dancing with the Angels, as opposed to the rock cliche of Dancing with the Devils.
Right here. Oh, he almost stepped on Stephen there. Now, Brad, I want you to check out this guitar solo and then listen how they come out of it, okay? How they end up coming out. This is back when Steven could wail, too.
This was a great album coming off the Kiss breakup. Rat breakup.
Okay, here we go. This is how this comes out.
That is a Brad Parker guitar solo. 100%. All those guitar bends, that's what I would do.
Dancing undercover.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Dance.
Not that one.
So Derek, originally you kept saying, oh, this is like the pre-chorus, getting into that. I felt like it had three or four different vocal or verse changes before the first, or before they went into the chorus.
Well, and you know, you notice how, I mean, it so smoothly shifts. You don't really notice a hard chorus slash, you know, then verse, chorus slash verse. It really, it's so smooth.
It was all based off of Steven's enunciation of the first vocal word.
Yes, that's the whole song. That's the turbocharge I'm talking. The way he hit those first notes, it really set the tone.
Then I'll say they built the shit out of it. It came in hard. It was great. I liked the Dancing with the Angels line so much. I wish you would have actually used it more. Maybe like a four-line chorus instead of a three, but it's a great song. I've dug that one.
Does Steven play that on his solo tours or no?
I don't know.
I mean, that would be a great song for him to play.
You know, and the whole album is really good, and they came out with the second album, A2, and I liked that one a lot, too. It was a little bit different and not as maybe fast, but it was pretty cool, too. So if you can find that album, you can actually still find... Well, this is another hard one to find, though. So Arcade, Stephen Pearcy and Fred Corey from Cinderella. And then the next song I brought was Asphalt Ballet. So this is a band that I first discovered, like a lot of us back in the old days, I'm old, was Headbangers Ball, okay? And this song came on, this video blew me away. Now, this band came out with this album. This whole album is really good, okay? After this album, they changed lead singers, and they got more, I don't know, progressive or something. But on that album, actually, Axl Rose sang on that album with the new lead singer. And I do like that song. I think it's called Pigs. That's good. But this is another example of a song. Now, you want to talk about some heavy driving drums, okay? And it's another one where it almost builds to the chorus, and the chorus is heavier and faster. And you'll hear it through the verse, how it almost, with the use of the drums, feels like it's ramping up. And then it hits the chorus, and it just sails off a ramp. And now listen for the breakdown on this one. You will now also hear, listen for the amazing drums that bring it back into a punch in the face off the breakdown. That's what I want you to listen for.
All right. Listen to these voice. Power drums.
Yeah, he's got a great voice, too.
Kind of smells like a Kiss disco.
Asphalt Ballet, Soul Survive. This is, in fact, their most popular song on Spotify.
I like that.
I've seen everything a man could see.
simple pocket pattern so far. Back to the hats. Went to the ride, now back to the hats.
You guys are so smart. I don't know any of that. See what you think of this solo, Brad. I like it a lot because it stays really within the context of the song. It just adds to it as opposed to being some crazy guitar solo.
I'm trying to listen to that underlying guitar. Gotta dig that.
Brad went into a little blues boogie here.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a little, they have some blues on this album. It has a bluesy feel.
Break it down.
Listen how this comes out of the breakdown, okay?
With a clean guitar. I really like the lyrics and the verses on this track.
That drum would be amazing.
Come on, boys.
Oh, we're not done. I gotta say, Derek, your taste in early 90s Sunset Strip after Nirvana wrecked everything is impeccable.
That's a good song. Who's heard of Asphalt Ballet? That's my job here, to know these things.
All right, keep going. Enlighten right. us some more.
So Dirty Looks is one of my favorite bands of all time that never made it big that should have. Henrik Ostergaard, RIP, he died of, I believe, alcohol poisoning. And this song right here, Cool from the Wire, was probably the most popular song. It was actually featured in a movie, Johnny B. Goode, I believe, which did have another song, Johnny B. Goode by Judas Priest. But I digress. Ruby was probably one of the most popular songs off of this album. This was their debut album. Now, this is a great album. They came out Turn of the Screw. Then a third album was Five Easy Pieces, which is the song I brought, Blue Tequila. Now, I'm going to tell you something. CJ, you love the lyrics. You know the lyrics about everything. I don't really understand what the lyrics are about. What I'm going to tell you is this. the cadence this guy uses is one of the things I love about this band, and how they don't change the verse and the chorus to be two different songs. They blend together, but they're still pedal is on the metal, or it's going into just a slight downshift. But listen when he says Sister Señorita from the South of Mexico, and how they layer the different stylings of the vocals back and forth, back and forth. That just what is what really gets me, and how they do that and coming out of the break as well. Oh, I love Dirty Looks so much.
All right,
so,
not hearing the song, but is that, well, you getting sick on tequila?
I don't know.
Dirty Looks, Blue Tequila.
This is not your typical hair rock back in the day. This has a firecracker in the ass.
Oh, I love it when they start with the solo.
It's a guitar fill. That's a guitar fill.
Our college bar had a drink called the Blue Motorcycle.
So here we go to the chorus. Keeps the integrity of the song.
He's singing about those blue fruity drinks that make the panties drop. That's what this song's about. I love it, man. Just keep hitting these big open power chords, shredding underneath it or over the top of it.
Is there two guitarists? There's got to be.
Now, here's your powerful cannon drums.
Yep, here we go. Little breakdown, and we're going to come out of this popping like you should come out of a breakdown. Oh, and you gotta listen to the last line of the song.
A little puking reference, maybe?
No, but don't talk over it. Trust me. I don't know what it means, but I like it. Squeeze my lemon, maybe make it sting? I don't know what that means.
It's like a lemon drop.
Can you pause this for a second?
I could.
So what I want to say is, Dirty Looks is such a cool band because they had that just the cadence, and it was fast and fun and everything. This song, The Point of View, I brought this because, and there's so many songs I'd love to bring from Dirty Looks, but Point of View came off an album called One Bad Leg, and it was weird. It changed. It got really kind of heavy and everything. And this is another one where driving down Thunderbird, although I knew it beforehand, Mason Jar, saw them there, and there wasn't many people there. And this is a great song to show how they played that concert. It's almost like they're angry because I was sitting at a table right in front of the stage and there wasn't a ton of people there. And I don't know if they said five words to anybody in the crowd. They just played this type of speed on the songs. And I don't know. I think it's really cool. They kind of changed a little bit up, but I think you'll like it.
All right. Dirty Looks point of view.
And I can't understand hardly any words in this song. And I don't care.
You know, I always bring up songs being overproduced and digitally enhanced. This is the type of music I always prefer back. This is just real music. Guys playing.
Yeah. I bet you, I know they didn't use backing tracks. The guitar solo, here we go, back into it.
You know what I will say about your songs you picked this week?
Oh, no.
Is, you know, I love the two guitar straight up rock and roll. And the recommendations after your playlist ended was just pure gold.
Yeah. That's all I do. I put in one of these songs. And then I just let YouTube pick the songs because they pick beauties for me. Well, I hope you like that. I mean, basically, it was me kind of saying, you know, when I give a frowny face when we're listening to a new song, right? and they go into a chorus, and I go, "Listen for the chorus," and it just turns into a different song. Sometimes it just for me it ruins the momentum, and I think those songs kind of show how you can keep the momentum still going and still alter it and let people know, okay, this is the chorus. You know, you don't have to. I don't know. I just wish they would just play and rock like that. Well,
CJ brought up the Kiss when he referenced the wrong band, but really keep it simple, stupid. And that's what bands have forgotten. Just play, have fun, make a good song. Don't overdo it.
So, Brad, now these songs went back to the early 90s. Was it too far back for you? I'm shocked the words 1972 never came out of your mouth tonight.
No, because that was my era of music. You know, from, I will admit, I quit listening to metal from 91 until probably 96, 97.
What did you listen to? You go all punk?
No, I didn't. I was working in Flint.
You hippity hop?
I listened to the hippity hop. I learned to appreciate the bass because I hated bass players. I mean, I thought they were worthless. Get rid of them.
Hey, Brad, let me ask you a question. Now, I know CJ is familiar with some of my weird bands that I know of that I'd pull out of my hat. So how many of those bands have you heard of before?
I heard of two.
Okay, which ones?
Shotgun and Dirty Looks.
Okay, but you never heard those. Well, yeah, you never heard those songs.
You know, I don't recall the songs, to be honest, but I've heard of them. The other ones, no, I've never heard of.
But now, aren't those just gems? Just buried, nobody listening to.
Right.
Except me.
It's crazy.
Yeah, no, I can't say if I can honestly answer that, because I've heard of all those songs, but or bands. But if I wouldn't have known you, would I have heard of them? Of course. I don't know.
They would have been never played in our area where we live. They would have, you would have never heard them. MTV quit playing it. You know, you would have never known.
And there's so many other bands like that, like Cats in Boots, Rocks Gang.
I want to bring their whole lot of Monkey.
Oh, I almost brought that one. Oh. I love her Monkey.
Monkey. Yes, not a whole lot of Rosie.
No, it's her Monkey. She got a whole lot of Monkey. On. Yeah, that's a there's so many, all these bands. I mean, just check out Asphalt Ballet's album, that original album. It's got really a lot of blues feel. I guarantee it, you'll like it.
Yeah, a lot of great music got railroaded right into the trash dumpster.
It was right after Nirvana. That's when these came out. At
the mid-90s.
Yep.
That broke a little too late. Now, you know, I wonder, I always wonder, was rock really played out? Was it really over for rock and roll? Had it really become too cliche? Or was it social programming and the people that own the TV networks wanted to move us to bands that don't like their daddy and want to hurt themselves and gangster rap?
I think it happened makes when your
life wants your life to make bad life decisions and end up a drug dealer in jail.
I think it happened when all the parental warnings came out, and all the rock stars are the ones that attacked it. They're like, no, we're going to play our music and we're going to write our own music. So they all cast us aside and allowed the other genres to come up. So, I mean, R&B has always been.
I'll say this for that. So there's lots of other bands, you know, so there was such Sunset Strip became such a debacle, such a clown city that I think people got tired of that. And so the bands that came out like a Tesla, Junkyard, Dirty Looks, that had some substance and really knew how to rock and be a rock band, they got lost in the shuffle because people got tired of listening to Poison and Motley Crue with Theater of Pain and stuff like that. Steelheart, so.
But what about Eileen? Everyone loves Eileen, Derek.
I don't know who that is.
Come on, Derek.
You never can remember their names. All right. 2 minutes. Brad, last words.
I actually enjoyed, you know, hearing some songs that I never even heard of from back in the day. Going back, you know, it takes me back. I would love to go back
and do it all over. Brad, so did Derek inspire you to program an episode for Brad, by Brad, in the best interests of Brad?
So when I come back from my trip, my thought is what got me back really got me back into metal music.
Oh. Are you going to have a 5 or 6 song playlist ready for
I will offer you a 45 song playlist.
Okay, well, we don't need that many.
I know.
Just try to find
five. I will come back with 5 or 6 songs that inspired me.
60-second Derek, take us out.
I'm just going to say I'm glad you guys liked it. It's tough when you bring songs that are from the past that you really cherish, you know. And what I'd recommend is, you know,
30
I love
years ago.
I love Five Finger. I like Ghost. I like all these new bands, but man, mix in a few of these classic gems in your playlist, because it's fun to listen to. And that's what happened to me. They started coming back in my playlist, and I was like, oh my God, I remember this, and this is so good. So,
all right. I hope you enjoyed Derek's deep track Time Warp.
And if you didn't, keep it to yourself. I don't want to hear it. Jackasses. Leave me alone. Get off my lawn.